Deuteronomy chapter 13. If there should arise in the midst of you a prophet or a dreamer, and he gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes to pass, of which he spoke to you, saying, "Let's go after other gods, and let's serve them," you must not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer, for Yahweh your God tests you, to know whether you love Yahweh your God with all your heart and with all your soul. So, you may think, well, why would God allow this false prophet to apparently pull off miracles that are apparently supportive of his position that let's worship other gods? Well, why? Because it is to test whether you love Yahweh. What this means is that if you truly love the one true God, even if you see things which apparently are, well, yeah, not explicable and, yep, looks impressive, the question is, what does the person teach? And compare that against what God's word is. And if it's different, the false prophet was saying, let's go and serve other gods. And look, here you are, I pulled a rabbit out of a hat. There you are, I did a miracle. Well, even if it looks impressive, this is a test of whether you love God. If you truly love God, you will not be swayed, neither by apparent discoveries of so-called science, nor will you be swayed by apparent claims to miracles. Instead, the question is, what is this person teaching? If, for example, somebody says, I can do a science experiment that proves there's no God, let's become atheists. No, if you love God, you will not be persuaded. Even if you cannot explain what they apparently are claiming in their science experiment. And it's a test to you. And we live in a world that's got a lot of tests like that. You must walk after Yahweh your God and fear him and keep his commands and obey his voice and serve him and cleave to him. If you cling to God, if you stick to God, you won't be swayed by some guy saying, hey, look, I've done a miracle. I've got a bit of evidence here that disproves God. If you're clinging to God in relationship with him daily and hour by hour, minute by minute, you will not be persuaded. That prophet or that dreamer of dreams must be put to death because he's spoken rebellion against Yahweh your God, the God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, redeemed you out of the house of bondage, to draw you aside out of the way which Yahweh your God commanded you to walk in. So you must put away the evil from the midst of you. If your brother, the son of your mother, or your son or your daughter, or your beloved wife, or your friend, who is as your own soul, secretly entices you, saying, let's go and serve other gods, of the gods of the peoples who are around you, gods from the one end of the land to the other, you must not consent to him nor listen to him. Neither shall your eye pity him, neither shall you spare, neither shall you conceal him, but you must surely kill him. Your hand shall be first on him to put him to death, and afterwards the hand of all the people. You must stone him to death with stones, because he sought to draw you away from Yahweh your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And all Israel shall hear and fear, and shall not do any more such wickedness. Well, it's very difficult when you have family members and those who you love, who turn away from God, and want to encourage you to go the wrong way. There are times in your life when you do stand with your back to the world, with your back to your own family at times, those whom you love. And that again is purposeful because God is using it to make you individuate, to make you stand alone before him and to have a relationship with him. If you hear about one of your cities which Yahweh your God gives you, some bad men have gone out from the midst of you and have drawn away the inhabitants of their city, saying, let's go and serve other gods. Then you shall inquire and make search and ask diligently. So you don't just believe any old gossip about anybody, but you've got to check it out carefully. But if it is true, you must surely strike the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, destroying it utterly and all that is therein and its livestock with the edge of the sword. You shall gather all its spoil into the midst of its street and burn it with fire and devote it to Yahweh your God. It shall be a heap forever. Nothing of the devoted thing, that is the spoil of the city, shall cleave to your hand, that Yahweh may turn from the fierceness of his anger and show you mercy and have compassion on you, because you have listened to the voice of Yahweh your God. So what he's saying is that because God is God, absolutely and radically keep away from any calling to turn away from him, to other gods. This is very difficult to obey, and yet the principle of it, although the law of Moses is finished and we live in a very different context, the principle still applies, that just destroy out of your life any possible temptation or voice or calling to give up on God. Just live in an environment where such things are not.